How much verbal abuse should someone have to take after they cheated? This is a tough question because there are two truths that have to be held at the same time here. On the one hand, if you were the person who betrayed your partner, this is probably not the moment to make everything about your boundaries, your comfort, and your emotional space. Because you just ran over your partner's boundaries in a massive way. You broke trust, you created trauma, you shattered their sense of safety in the relationship. So if their first reaction is rage, devastation, yelling, crying, asking the same questions over and over again, or saying things that are not perfectly calm and regulated, that's not surprising. That is the immediate aftermath of betrayal. And in those first few days, even the first couple of weeks, maybe even first couple months, there might be a period where the unfaithful partner just has to absorb a lot of the pain that they caused. Not because verbal abuse is healthy, not because punishment is healing, but because when you create that level of devastation, you don't get to immediately demand that the person you hurt express their pain in the most convenient, polished, and emotionally mature way possible. But there is another truth too. At some point, repeatedly beating the unfaithful partner up verbally does not heal the relationship. It might not even heal the betrayed partner. And I think this is where a lot of couples get stuck. The unfaithful partner says, I'll just let them go at me. You know, they'll yell at me for hours. They'll tell me how horrible I am. They'll tell me how dare I do this. And they basically just kind of bring up the same grievances over and over and over again. And when I ask them, you know, is that helping you? They usually say, no, absolutely not. Then I ask, well, is it helping them? Is it helping the betrayed partner? At first, they often say, yeah, I think so. I think it helps them get it out of their system. But does it really? Because after a certain point, it might not be getting it out of their system. It might just be rehearsing the wound and rehashing the pain. It can be reopening the same injury over and over and over again. And this is the difference between expressing pain and rehearsing it. The betrayed partner absolutely needs space to express their hurt, both in the initial stages and ongoing. They need to be able to say what this did to them, how devastated they are. They have the right to ask questions. They have the right to grieve. They have the right to be angry. But if the conversation becomes hours of emotional evisceration, where the only goal is to make the other person hurt as badly as they hurt you, that is not repair. That's just punishment. And punishment feels tempting after betrayal because there is this impossible sense of imbalance. The betrayed partner may feel like, you destroyed me, so now you should feel destroyed too. And emotionally, I get it, but practically, where does that road end up taking you? Play this a couple months, couple years into the future. Where do you actually end up? How much yelling will heal you? How many insults would make the pain finally be equal? How many nights of tearing them apart would finally even the score? If you're honest, you would know that there is no point where it would suddenly be even. Even if the betrayed partner cheated back, it still would not feel equal because now the other person would see it coming. It would not be the same type of blindside that you experienced. It wouldn't undo what happened. So the question becomes, if there is no way to punish your way back to balance, what is the point of the punishment now? After a certain point, you're just hurting both people. It's obviously hurting the unfaithful partner, but it's also hurting the betrayed partner. Every time you sit there and relive the betrayal, retell the betrayal, rehearse the betrayal, and try to make them feel the full force of what they did, you're going through it again too. It's like you're re-entering the trauma just to try to get back at them. Your mind has to keep replaying it all. Your heart is staying attached to the very moment that you're trying to heal from. That does not mean to suppress your anger. Anger is real. Rage is real. The body may need somewhere to put that energy. But there's a difference between releasing that anger and emotionally destroying and punishing your partner. Sometimes the healthier thing is to take that energy somewhere else. Go to a rage room, scream in your car, hit a pillow, go for a run, lift weights, journal the most brutal version of what you want to say without actually saying it, do something physical that lets the energy move through your body without turning your partner into the target over and over again. Because if the goal is repair, there has to come a point where the conversation has become more structured around healing and a path forward instead of just punishment. Again, that does not mean the betrayed partner has to be calm all the time. It does not mean the unfaithful partner gets to say, you need to get over it. It does not mean that the pain disappears after a couple weeks, but it does mean that at some point, both people have to ask, is the way we're talking about this helping either of us? Is there more clarity? Is there more accountability? Is there more safety? Is there more understanding? Is there more responsibility? Or are we just sitting here rehearsing the same pain again and again? Accountability, 100% necessary. Punishment, completely optional. You don't have to punish anyone to be able to heal. You can, but just know that that's never going to magically make you feel good. Punishment sounds like, I want you to hurt because I hurt. I want you to sit here while I tear you apart. I want you to feel worthless because you made me feel worthless. Accountability sounds more like you need to answer my questions honestly. You need to be transparent. You need to show me what is changing. You need to understand the damage that's caused. You need to stop minimizing. You need to repair this through consistent action. And this is important for both people to hear. What the betrayed partner actually wants is not to hurt the other person. They want to feel safe. They want to feel chosen. And they don't want to feel weak. They don't want to feel like they're the lesser partner in the relationship. They want to know that this will never happen again. None of those things actually come from one person tearing the other person down for months or even years. So if you're the one who betrayed, you probably do need to have a much higher tolerance for your partner's pain than you would in almost any other situation. You don't get to immediately hide behind boundaries after you shattered theirs. But there also does come a point where you have to redirect the conversation to what would actually be good for both of you. And if you're the one who was betrayed, I would gently ask you this. Is the way that you're expressing your pain actually helping you heal? Or is it keeping you tied to the pain? You deserve to be angry. You have every right to be heard. You deserve accountability. But you also deserve to heal. And healing is not the same thing as making someone else suffer.